Welcome back to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. It is the 9:32 break, the third segment and the third hour of our weekly radio broadcast. And this is where we cover our weekly home maintenance how-to. And the point of this segment is to cover one specific maintenance item for your home every week so that we don't end up with these long honey-do lists or things getting out of hand or out of control. And just those little points and touches every single week on our home to keep us connected to home ownership and protecting the most valuable asset in most of our personal portfolios, which is our home. And it doesn't happen very often. Maybe an 8 to 10 year cycle, we get a hard freeze from old man winter and we end up with busted pipes everywhere. And to talk about how to protect your home and your water lines that aren't built to withstand frost and hard freezes because of how rare they happen is Linda Stanfield with Stampede Plumbing, a Rosie on the House certified partner for over 10 years. And Linda, you can speak to this better than I can, but the last year, I'm guessing it was around 09, we had busted pipes and attics kept y'all busy for how many months?
A long time. We actually, yes. We couldn't stop running our trucks. It was 24 hours a day that we were out there helping people from water leaking through their ceiling, leaking on the outside. It was just really a bad deal. I really want homeowners to enjoy the cool weather and not have any emergencies.
And it's just those deep freeze nights where you get 2 or 3 hours under 32 degrees. You know, we've had it where, 32 degrees, 31, 30, You know,
yeah.
If it's an hour or two, that's not enough time. But you get 4 or 5 hours below about that 29-degree mark, you're looking at an average ticket cost depending on how much water damage happened. I mean, you're in the thousands of dollars here.
It could be. It could be. And again, it depends on how much water damage, because if we can catch it quickly before it starts thawing and repair it, you might be able to get away with just the repair cost.
So let's, before we get into the maintenance side of, or the preventative maintenance side, let's talk about recognizing that you do have a water leak, because when it's frozen and you turn on the faucet, water's not going to be running.
That's right. There's no water. It's all frozen in the pipe.
And somebody moving too quick in the morning may not stop to think about the consequences of that. That means there's a broken water line somewhere in your home. And what's going to happen when it thaws out is the water's going to start running again. And if you're not home till 6 or 7 o'clock tonight after work, we could have quite a mess on our hands.
Yeah, the water will just continue to run. There's nothing there to stop it. The reason that it does break the water line is because the water line is kind of like a pop bottle. If you were to put a pop bottle in the freezer, and as it freezes, it expands. So the piping, the copper pipe will expand and get a crack in it. And that water, while it's frozen, isn't going to go anywhere. But as soon as 9, 10 o'clock in the morning starts coming and we hit, you know, 50, 60 degrees and water starts thawing out, is where we're going to get the damage.
So if somebody wakes up one cold morning, no water, what's the first thing they need to do?
The best thing that they can do is go and get their main shut off and turn that off. So that will prevent water from continuing to go inside the home in the lines. You'll still have water in the lines in the home when it thaws out, but it will prevent more water from going in.
And that should be at the front of the home, where their main hose bib on the front of their home exists.
That's right. That's right.
You're going to have two different types of valves, more than likely, to choose from that homeowners are going to see.
Yes, one's going to be a round valve, and it'll be a circle, the older type, called the gate valve. And then there's another one that's just a straight handle, and that is the newer type, and those are called the ball valve. But either one will be next to your main shutoff.
And I really like the newer ones, the ball valves, because the old gate valves are more prone to failure, and there is a chance that you could turn that completely off and it still not shut the water completely off.
That's right, and then that really gets dangerous. We always recommend to every homeowner the best maintenance of any plumbing system is to always make sure that your main shutoff is in working order.
Now, that's the most likely spot we're going to see a lot of leaks, just because it's exposed to the exterior, especially on homes facing north where the microclimates are going to be a couple degrees colder than homes that are facing south. What can we do to protect those pipes from freezing to begin with?
Yes, that's really great. When the news starts talking about freezing temperatures overnight and starts talking about, you know, covering your fruit trees, that's really the time also to start thinking about your exposed pipes. So it could be near the sprinkler system. It could be the main shutoff there. Any pipe that's maybe going along the side of the house, anything that you can do to cover them. There is a professional grade plumbing insulation foam that people can get at professional supply houses. And it's very, very easy. You cut it to the length that you want. You open it up and it wraps around it. And then you can use plumbing tape and tape it up. And it really keeps that pipe warm. If people aren't able to go and get that or do that, a nice blanket or a towel, something that they can wrap around really tight. What we really want to get out of this is to keep those pipes warm. Don't allow that extra cold weather to attack that pipe. We want to keep them warm overnight.
And everybody should also know where the shutoff valve is to their city. A lot of city and municipalities don't like you touching them or have them so you can't. But if you know where your city meter is, there is another option for a shutoff valve there as an additional fail-safe. But as long as you've got an operating shutoff valve at your home, you'll be in good condition. One thing that we've talked about, and I know it's kind of got mixed feedback, but there's an old farmer's trick on just cracking the hose bib furthest away from the front entry point so that there's water constantly running through your water lines.
That's right.
Running water prevents freezing water.
That's right. And, you know, if some houses don't have, like, they don't feel like they have a farthest hose bib in the back from where the main is in the front, sometimes they can go to the farthest bathroom sink and just open that cold line and, you know, just let that really small trickle go down, but it's enough to keep water moving through the pipes. That's the most important thing. We want water moving to avoid that constant freeze like in a pop bottle that you would put in the freezer.
And where we'll warn you to be careful for this is if you do the hose method on the exterior, it takes a little bit of additional thought because if you're letting water run right at the base of your foundation on a night we're expecting it to freeze, all that moisture getting into your concrete and later freezing, that really starts wearing down your foundation. So if there's a hose attached to it, you're going to have to turn the water on a little bit more so that the water's not freezing as it goes through the hose, or putting some kind of shedding device to get all that water at least 2 feet away from the foundation of your home.
Right.
And if somebody does listen to this and forgets or doesn't have time or runs out and wakes up with a water break, they can find Linda of Stampede Plumbing at rosieonthehouse.com. Or Linda, your direct line?
It's 480-812-1855.
You can take that weekly home maintenance how-to and schedule that into your Rosie on the House Home Zada app. It'll help remind you to stay on top of that before the frost comes. Well, Linda, unless you had anything else, that wraps up the segment.
No, that's great. I really want homeowners to enjoy the cool weather and not have any emergencies.
Hasn't quite hit Maricopa yet. Maybe some areas in the low-lying around the Gila River, maybe out in Rainbow Valley in the ag department. Ag fields might be a little cooler than the most of us, but there is a beautiful picture of Finger Rock in the Catalina Mountains. Valley and State picture from Tucson. It's all dusted in snow, so definitely hitting Pinal County on those freezing temperatures. And you can find local plumbers in the Tucson area at rosieonthehouse.com. When you choose a certified partner, it'll ask you to put in your city or your zip code, and then select the category you're looking for, and it'll come up geolocation. It'll show you which one of our contractors are closest to you. Our goal is to eventually build this so that there's a choice of three within any given trade within a 3-mile radius. So we've got a lot to do to complete that mission to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And it's a slow process. It takes a long time to certify somebody. They have to be in business for 5 years. There's a gentleman I talked to, you know, we may be making certain exceptions to that when the home energy audit industry came along. It took the guesswork out of what can I do to improve the energy efficiency of my home to a roadmap of here's your weakest point, your next weakest point, and it lets you spend your money more wisely instead of throwing money at insulation that may not have been your problem or windows that may not have been your problem. These energy audits help identify it. Well, we didn't wait 5 years because how much money we could help save Arizona homeowners by getting an energy audit, we could see that value. So we had to change our screening process a little bit to bring on energy auditors. But there's a gentleman in Sedona who claims he is going to market with something he's patented that you put onto your home if you're in a high risk for burn area that will keep it from burning down. Or if you're in the floodplain, that will keep it from flooding. He was very vague with the details. He says it's ready now. He listens to the program. He's in Sedona. So we're going to go see this. If, you know, we want to see some proven track record with
the
history.
I'd like to see it.
But if you had a cabin in Arizona and we didn't tell you this, and you had a Happy Jack situation where there was a fire, came through, and it burned down your home, would we be every Arizona homeowner's best friend holding out on this technology because we were waiting for a magic 5 years?
Yeah,
I don't think we would do that to our homeowners. So we're anxious to test that product. We're not going to try and burn down anyone's home.
That's not the point.
That's not the point. Sure. We'll find a different way to test the product.
The only thing you need fire for right now is wood for the fireplace because it is pretty chilly. You know, we were talking about this just before we went on the air. ABC 15 had posted on Facebook that the overnight low at Snowbowl, north of Flagstaff, where they've got a few inches of snow and they make snow and all that, the overnight low, zero.
Woo!
Ooh. So, I've fortunately, after two tries, was able to hike up to Humphreys Peak, which is the highest point in Arizona at 12,600 feet. And the trailhead starts at Snowbowl. Well, you want to do it during the spring when there's no snow. And that's 9,200 feet. So we were trying to figure out what the temperature is. If it's at zero at Snowbowl, Humphreys Peak has got to be minus.
You're up at 14,000 feet there. So you get up there and you let me know.
Okay.
I'll watch my cell.
If you
call me tomorrow when you get there.
If you don't see me or hear from me, it'll be minus double digits something, that at least. Ooh.
What's that Blake Media silly movie where he climbed to the top of Mount Everest at 70 or 80 years old, and I think you see him getting helicoptered off later, frozen stiff?
Oh, man.
All right, we have tickets to give away, and Lance, our... our team member at Rosie on the House.
He's Mr. Do-It-All.
Well, he's Mr. Sportsnut, too. He put a trivia and didn't give me the answer. So I've got to look this up. But I was supposed to do this in the second segment. I completely blew past it.
Yeah.
It's only been since our flagship station, KTAR, started the sports station, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, that they've started flooding us with tickets to give away. And, you know, for the first 25 years of this program, tickets and giveaways weren't part of it. So it's something I still haven't gotten used to after 4 years. And I completely blew past that segment. But I have ASU versus Colorado basketball, men's basketball tickets for Saturday, January 5th. The question in the trivia, if you know the answer, text it to 411-923 and we'll select all the right answers. And then we'll just randomly pick a number out of those. Here's the trivia question. Considered one of the greatest road wins in ASU Sun Devil history, which top three team did the Sun Devils beat during the 2017 season? I'm just going to guess U of A. I have no idea what the answer is.
I know.
You do know? Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it.
but you do know the answer anyway.
I don't know if this is a broad hint, but here it is. It happened again.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's as vague as I'm going to be. I'll let you figure it out.
You know the answer. Yeah. And you can go to January 5th basketball game. And this comes with a parking pass.
Oh, good.
Text the answer to 411-923. Who did the Sun Devils beat last year on a road trip that was a top three ranked team?
And this is a hot college team, so you definitely want to go to the game.